Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Let's go to the hotline. Our buddy Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, joining us right now. Scott, welcome. How are you, bud?
Hey, Scott.
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right, so you had a win that got away. It was right there. Three big things, four fourth-quarter possessions before the last one that went nowhere, a defense that folded in the clutch, and bad clock management on timeouts. Does that cover it all, or is there more?
I think that's about all of it. You know, I think we could have a discussion about the clock management. You know, what would you prefer that he had done, and do you not use him on defense there? But there's no doubt the defense, you know, it wants to be considered the best in the world. It's got, you know, the ranking is the number one defense. It needs to get a stop there, and it can't be that easy where Carson Wentz goes 9 for 9 and every play is a positive play when you got the lead. I mean, to me, yeah, the offense needs to score more. We know that. But the defense had a chance to win this game, and it didn't. And that, to me, is the biggest takeaway.
Is that what you walked out of it with at the end? You walked away and said, man, if the defense stops them there, it's the were you, and I'm not saying pointing fingers, but just your instant reaction was what?
Yeah, it was the defense had a chance to win this game. And, you know, I respect and I kind of agree with Dylan Gabriel when he says, hey, it can't be about just this one thing. And you have to look at what the defense has done after over five games. And I get that. But, and it has been really good over five games, and it's been put in some really bad spots. It wasn't yesterday. And it's not like Minnesota had a huge time of possession. I think the Browns, it was real close, 30-30. So that wasn't the issue. You know, Vikings have their backup quarterback. They, by the end of the game, they were without four of their starting offensive linemen. And you can't get to Carson Wentz at the end. You know, Justin Jefferson makes a really good play on, you know, goes up and over Denzel Ward. But you need a guy to make a play there. And then, you know, Denzel Ward takes responsibility for not rerouting Addison on the winning touchdown. That was way too easy. So, yeah, I'm not saying there aren't a million things we can point to. But my initial reaction was the defense had a chance to win the game and didn't.
I'd agree with you on that. There were other factors, but that was a big one. There's no question. Dylan Gabriel's first start looked like what to you?
Looked fine to me. You know, he was composed. We knew he would be composed. You know, he threw a dart on the one touchdown to Njoku on third down. That was a good throw.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
You know, he made a couple of good throws. You know, the first touchdown was a good play call. Fannin's wide open. Obviously, he didn't change the overall scope of the offense. Still only scored 17 points. We've seen that since December. Didn't make receivers hold on to the ball. You know, not that there were a ton of drops, but Jerry Jeudy had one. It was a tough catch, but it was a big non-catch. Would have converted a long third down. You know, and there's a talk about his ability to move. And yes, there was some of that. And obviously he moves better than Joe Flacco, and he's twitchier than Joe Flacco. But he doesn't change the, in my opinion, he doesn't change the game with the way he moves. You know, they put in a couple of his own reads. They didn't have any kind of impact. He tried to run one and was tackled for a loss. You know, he escaped one sack but couldn't get to the first down. So, you know, I think that's an upgrade over Joe Flacco, but it's not a difference maker. So, you know, want to see more of him. But my overall takeaway, and it's not a knock on Gabriel, is the offense didn't change that much. It still didn't score enough. It still limited. It still couldn't throw the ball down the field. And I think it goes beyond quarterback.
Was it too conservative with the approach play calling wise to maybe protect him in his first game? Or do you think that that's the style of game that he's capable of playing?
Well, I think I would like to see it open up for whoever's quarterbacking. And I think Gabriel has a chance to succeed if it's more open. I think he's smart, and they need him to be smart and be the decision maker that they think he is. And that means, you know, taking care of the ball, even if you're asked to throw more or throw downfield more. I think the reason for the conservative game plans is the offensive line has not proved that it can protect consistently, especially at that left tackle spot where KT Levinson was yesterday. And the receivers aren't getting any separation. So it really limits what you can do as a play caller. And I think it's an interesting kind of dichotomy where it feels like it's real conservative, but yet Kevin Stefanski's going for it on a bunch of fourth downs because he feels he needs to do that, and that's his nature. And I think his nature is to be a lot less conservative than he's being. I think he believes that's the only way this team can win, and it's by, you know, limiting turnovers, running the ball a bunch, you know, eating as much clock as you can, and putting your defense in real good spots, which is why it's frustrating how the game ends. You can't get a first down when you're trying to run your four-minute offense. And if you're set up to be a run, maybe not run first team, but a run-centric team, then you need to go get a couple of first downs on the ground to finish the clock. And if you don't do it, then you need your number one defense to get a stop. So both things are set up there. If, you know, when the Browns put this blueprint together, they're not going to blow out anybody. They're going to win games like this, 17-14, 20-17. So how do you do that is you get a couple first downs at the end running. They weren't able to do it. And then you get a stop defensively, and they weren't able to do that. So then the blueprint gets blown out of the water.
Scott, a lot of people pointing the finger at Kevin Stefanski. I know, especially for yesterday's loss, and anyone who didn't like Kevin kind of feels like they have a soapbox this morning. People who are on the fence might be like, huh, maybe they should be looking at another coach or making a coaching change at the end of the year. Your thoughts on, you know, what this does to the hot seat for Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to have any kind of movement until the end of the year, so I think there's a lot of time to see how this plays out. I didn't think Kevin Stefanski had a great game yesterday, especially when you compare it to Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell is able to manufacture some stuff on offense. And, you know, now he has the advantage of Justin Jefferson, and Jordan Addison might be better than any receiver the Browns have, too. So he has that advantage, and that's a huge advantage. But the trick play touchdown, right? That's a great play call. And I thought, especially early in the game, O'Connell was able to keep the Browns defense on its heels. He just never felt that way from the Browns offense. So I think when you just compared the two coaches, I was like, yeah, O'Connell had a better game when he's dealing with, you know, he's got more offensive line injuries than the Browns had, and yet he was able to get his offense to do enough and then able to call whatever he needed to call in that two-minute drill to have the Vikings go down, you know, and score that winning touchdown. I think a little bit too much is being made of some of the clock management with Kevin, and we can break it down if you want. But I just think big picture, it wasn't a great game for him.
I would agree with you on that. I thought at the end of the game, at the very least, put the pressure on Minnesota to execute offensively. And instead, by calling those timeouts, you gave them the chance to regroup and figure things out offensively. It might have helped your defense to not call those timeouts, perhaps.
Yeah, that was my initial reaction too. And I understand, and you know, you watch games across the league, and a lot of teams call timeouts at the end of games because they're trying to get the ball back,
right?
And or they want time left if and when they get the ball back. It felt different yesterday because the Browns had the lead, and you know, you felt like I agree, Jeff, that maybe you could have kept the pressure on them by not stopping the clock or make them use their last timeout. You know, that might be they have the data that says, hey, we're supposed to be calling timeouts here. So I did find that a bit interesting. I don't think that wound up being the difference in the game. You know, and then I know he's getting criticized by some for, you know, running it twice on the last offensive possession before the 25-second one and then throwing on third down there. You know, I think you have to throw it on third down. I don't care if it costs you 30 seconds or Minnesota, you know, has to use this last timeout. The difference between 3 minutes and 2.5 minutes is not that big a deal.
And if you get the first down, you might win the game.
Exactly. And we saw Minnesota have plenty of time left to get, you know, they were in no hurry. And I know the Browns call the timeouts, but that's a ton of time in this league. So I don't think running the ball on third down, like, that was not the right play. In my opinion, you have to go for the first down. We can talk about whether or not you should be more aggressive and not run it on first and second down. But for a team that's, like I said earlier, trying to run the ball, and Quinshon Judkins had success, that felt, and you know, Minnesota was going to start to use their timeouts. That didn't feel like a bad coaching decisions to me on those three play calls.
Where are we going from here? Where do you? I mean, what are we doing here? I'm just trying to look at the big picture.
Well, to me, that's what's most disappointing about this loss. Right, it's a winnable game, and if they win, they're 2-3 going to Pittsburgh. And all of a sudden, they're in the discussion in the AFC North, which is a mess, right?
Yes.
We see what's going on in Pittsburgh. We see what's going on in Cincinnati, Baltimore and Cincinnati. We don't know what's going to happen to Pittsburgh. So if the Browns are 2-3, go and beat Pittsburgh. All of a sudden, the Browns are 3-3, and Pittsburgh is 3-2, and you're talking about playoffs and the schedule getting easier. So to me, that's what stings most about that Vikings loss. And you can combine it with the Bengals loss, right? That all of a sudden this team should be way better than 1-4, despite all its flaws. And that's how this league works. If you can win a couple of those games, I'm just saying you're not supposed to win, but really they were supposed to win, it changes everything. It changes how you view yourself, how the league views you. And the discussion changes so much. And now there's doubts within the locker room. It's, man, you can't do this, you can't do that. You could point fingers, oh, the defense let us down, the offense let us down. So that's, to me, the biggest thing about this loss is how it affects big picture where this team is. And, you know, I didn't think they were going to go to the playoffs this year, but if they had beaten Minnesota and beaten Cincinnati, that discussion changes, especially with how the AFC North is so much different than everybody thought it would be 5 weeks ago.
Scott Patrick joining us, brownzone.com, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Run, pass, balance, 33 pass attempts, 32 rush attempts. I guess that's okay. You were throwing it okay. Quinshon Judkins, clearly a weapon. No one else ran the ball particularly well for the team. Were you okay with that balance, Scott?
Yeah, I think part of that is the rookie quarterback. Jeff, somebody asked me last week, like, what do you think the right number is for Gabriel? And I said between 30 and 35, because it's not going to be less than that in 2025 in the NFL.
No.
Right? You're not going to throw 22 times a game unless there's extenuating circumstances. So that felt right. Obviously, they committed to the run, and I think they're going to continue to commit to the run, and for multiple reasons. It's one, the deficiencies in the pass game. And then two is Quinshon Judkins looks to be the real deal. So you better give him the ball as much as you can. So I was fine with that balance. But again, it comes back to, if you don't have receiver weapons, it's really hard to throw the ball a ton and really hard to have a lot of success, because all you're doing is dumping it off to your tight ends all day.
I was just going to go there. Before the last desperation drive in the closing seconds of the game, the wide receivers had 3 catches in the game. What can this team do about that at this point? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I Jerry Jeudy should be better than he has been. I don't know if teams are really taking him away with the safety over the top. That could be part of it. And then you have, you know, Isaiah Bond has to win, or Jamari Thrash, and, you know, he has not shown the ability to win. Isaiah Bond, there is some upside there because he's young and he's got, you know, a bunch of speed. We saw Malachi Corley on the field for a little bit, ran a jet sweep for some success. Is there an upside there? I don't know. But it starts with figuring out something with Jerry Jeudy, and he's got to do his part by hanging onto the ball. And then you got to do a better job designing plays to get him open. I think it starts there, because everybody else in that room is unproven or a giant question mark. But you mentioned Thrash, and I did have to talk about Stefanski issues. I don't think you can throw that ball to Thrash on the last play. You have to get the ball into the end zone. And I understand why they were trying, and if it works, you get a better chance. But if it doesn't work, the game's over. Right?
It
so
was.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I don't think Thrash is the right guy there, because he didn't have the speed to get out of bounds. So do you throw it shorter, and then you know you're going to get a completion and get out of bounds? but you can't have the game end without a shot into the end zone. So whether that's Stefanski or Thrash, you want to blame for that, but it can't end the way that it did.
Last thought, they got Minnesota the week after they played in Dublin. This week they get Pittsburgh on a short week. And Pittsburgh had the week off. The schedule makers did this team no favors.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Andy, but they should have beaten Minnesota.
I don't question that at all.
That they were Dublin, the week before. Minnesota requested that. The Browns, I believe this is true. Teams coming back from international games have the option of taking a bye the next week. I think the Browns chose not to take a bye. They preferred it in the middle of the season. It's a short trip to Pittsburgh. I think that's true. I have to verify that, but I'm pretty sure that's true. So they chose to take the short trip to Pittsburgh. Now they didn't control Pittsburgh coming off a bye. Right? That's a little bit of a bad luck there, a bad situation. You tied into this top six games to open the season, which again goes back to these winnable games that they didn't. We all knew the six game stretch was going to be hard. If they came out of it 3-3, you know how good people would be feeling about this team and how good this team would be feeling about
it. I'm with you, brother.
Right? And they just blew those chances.
Yep.
Scott, a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
Scott. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Holes.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can go read all of Scott's work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
One 17. Browns losing to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday in London. And again, they had the lead. They had the game. Defense needs to make one stop. Defense didn't make that stop. Then again, defense ended up having Minnesota be able to relax and think about things because Kevin Stefanski called 3 timeouts. That wasn't good, as it turned out.
I feel like I have a hangover from
and
that.
And the offense didn't do squat earlier in the fourth quarter. And if they had done even squat, then by golly, there's probably not enough time left there.
I feel like it's a hangover. It's not even therapy Monday. It's hangover Monday, and maybe because the game was so early too. It sounds like we got word Kevin's there. We're good. 1:30. Kevin Stefanski today at 1:30. So
it was scheduled for 3. He's going to be at 1:30. We'll hear it right here on the Fan.
That doesn't mean anything, right?
It's just complimentary losing yesterday, Andy.
Is that what he said?
No, it's what I'm saying. We have to play. By the way, aren't you tired of that? That's the new buzz in the NFL this year. We have to play complimentary football. In other words, we need to not stink in other areas of the game. Yesterday, you played complimentary losing football.
The other big theme that kind of, and Kevin said this a lot over the years too, he said every drive's got to end in a kick, and that includes punt, So they feel like they can win if every drive ends with a kick, extra point, field goal, punt.
Okay.
Kickoff, right?
Browns ran it 32 times yesterday. Quinshon Judkins averaged 4.8 yards a carry. Dylan Sampson has been a ghost in the offense. He had 2 touches yesterday. 1 carry for -4 and 1 reception for 6. Personally, I'd like to see him be a little more creative and use Dylan a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. He is kind of, since Quinshon came back, he's been kind of non-existent.
MIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerome Ford had 5 carries for 18 yards. Jerome can carry the ball. We know that. I personally think they could be a little more creative with their the way they're using their running game. It's working. Now, Scott just said, and he's right, in the NFL today, he guessed between 30 and 35 passes for Dylan Gabriel. He threw 33, so Scott was right on the money.
With 19 receptions, though, that's the...
Yeah, it's not all on him.
No, but...
You put it there, somebody's got to catch it. Andy,
unless you're living to see another down. There were some plays yesterday. Like, there were plays that Dylan Gabriel made yesterday that I thought Joe Flacco doesn't make. And then there were also some plays where I think Dylan pulled the trigger a little too quick. And those are the ones just to get rid of it, which is okay. I mean, it was his first
NFL start.
It was his first game.
Start. Yeah. Scott's in Lorraine. Hello, Scott.
Scotty.
Hey, Andy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you?
Well, you know, it's Therapy Monday, but
yes, it is.
Andy, Jeff, good morning. I appreciate you guys not making me hold as long as the gentleman earlier.
Can we give you a little behind the scenes fact? He was holding from the morning show. Like, we picked him up 20 minutes into our show. Jeff, out of the kindness of his heart, picked him up. We have 15 different phone lines we can go to. Jeff picked that one up.
Fantastic.
I mean, and the guy's like, I had to wait on hold for 2.5 hours. Well, we were nice enough to pick you up after being on the air for 25 minutes. So
here's the Menigan line. You ready, Scott? Hang on.
Yes, sir.
You know you do have free will, right?
Right. Well, hey, I also want to tell you that I played quarterback, but I played it in Madden, okay?
Nice.
Okay, good
nice.
Job. Yeah.
Did you play it left-handed?
Listen to your coach.
Play it left-handed?
Weren't you the quarterback that his season ended because of carpal tunnel? Is that true?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Nice. Yes. And I had outpatient surgery on that too, Andy.
Nice.
But when we talk about the Landry line or the Chuck Noll line, you know, I wanted to bring up a couple things. Is that, you know, Kevin Stefanski's losing seasons have been 8-9, 7-10, and 3-14. The other two seasons have been winning seasons, playoff football. And I know everybody's quick to write them off, but you know, even we as you gentlemen, as broadcasters, me as an engineer, we make mistakes in our daily lives, whether it be, you know, doing work, maybe doing something around the house. We make mistakes. Now, Kevin's game management at the end, not great. Okay, you can say that he shouldn't have called the timeouts, should have called the timeouts. He's made mistakes. But I think if you look back at Chuck Noll, he went 1-13 in 69, 5-9 in 70, drafted Terry Bradshaw in that 70 season, and then took three more seasons to get a winning season. Chuck Noll had five losing seasons and one 500 season, but he ended up coaching for 23 years with that team. I think sometimes we're so quick because we as Cleveland fans, we've gone through this for so long of the losing and the heartache that we're quick to move on. I think this is Andrew Berry's best draft. I really want to hope and think that Haslam's will stick with these two guys and give them a little bit more time, because you can see that the locker room is bought in. You can see that the culture is changing, in my opinion. Now, when losses like Cincinnati and the loss like yesterday happen, it stings, it hurts, but we have to continue moving on. Last but not least, Jeff, if you're interested, we do have a lottery pool. More than welcome to join us.
Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I will tell you, my buddy JJ,
mm-hmm.
who works downstairs, he and I have a nice game we play.
I was just down there this morning.
I give him $1, $2. I don't put much into the lottery because, mm-hmm. okay, I figure my chances aren't good anyway.
That's true.
But we have fun because I go in, here you go, Jay, and I say something very, you know, optimistic, witty. And he scans them and he looks at me, holds them in front of my face, and rips them in half.
How much fun is that? Somebody was just sitting there 2 seconds ago, and
that's
she
fun
said,
for him.
I'll take six, whatever they were. And she goes, and I'll take six winners, too.
Nice.
Jay only sells winners.
I haven't even won like $4 lately. JJ downstairs and JJ on the line. Hello, JJ.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Good. Hey, Jay, got about a minute. Go ahead, bud.
All right, I'm going to start by saying I think the future is looking bright for us. This was the first draft where we drafted a whole bunch of players that is on the field who's actually contributing. Who's to say it's going to get better? But I'm going to just tell y'all something that I thought was funny yesterday. My son, he's 18. He just all of a sudden, you know, we watching a game and he says, like, where did I become a Browns fan? did I just inherit this from you? He's like, can I ask for a trade? I said, no, you can't trade. We got to just rat it out and see what happens. So that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to just rat it out and see what happens. I don't know.
All right,
I don't know if they're going to get good or not. Yeah. I don't know.
That was all optimistic. Right, all right. You reminded us
Thank you, JJ.
Of why we are Browns fans.
Yeah, I was going to say
many of us generational.
I was going to say good parenting, JJ, but I'm not so sure anymore. Not so sure. Coming up at noon, Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network is going to join us. We'll get Tyvus' thoughts on what happened yesterday. But again, oh my goodness, 17 or fewer points in 10 straight games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network, former Bedford Bearcat and Ohio State Buckeye, and alum of numerous NFL teams, joining us coming up at noon. And again, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1:30. You will hear it right here on The Fan.
All right, check this out. How about Daryl Ryder, huh? Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week and right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game during his Brownie Bites. I do that with him after the games yesterday. I was looking a little tired yesterday. I'll explain to you in a minute. While featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
Well, I know Dan and I both thought, boy, Andy's looking a little tired. We were really concerned, so I'm hoping you're going to put us at ease.
Well, I got ripped a little yesterday. I did Brownie Bites with Daryl immediately after the game. I thought I'd have time to go get some stuff done. I mean, we were up. What time did you roll in here yesterday?
Well, time was kick. 9:30.
Oh, what time?
I was at 9:25.
You were here before I left. I saw you. I kind of crossed
paths. Yeah, I got here, I think, about 8:30.
I don't know. I think I was here. What time did we start? We were on at like 6 something.
I was going to say, yeah, you guys were like 6:30, I think.
Yeah, and Ken was here before I was. Ken was here an hour, or at least an hour before I was. So I was here 6. And then the Ohio State game went late the night before. So now I'm like, I don't know if it's me, but this is like allergy season this weekend was brutal. I don't know if you have allergies or not. Do you, Jeff?
Yes.
Like seasonal allergies.
Yes.
I couldn't sleep at all. So I had like a 5-hour window to sleep on Saturday night. And then I ended up rolling and I don't want to go watch the game. And it was homecoming this weekend. So I picked some kids up after sleep. And I picked one kid up in particular. And so we did the Brownie Bites thing yesterday, and I had a baseball hat on. I put it on backwards, and I just said, let's go. And Daryl's like, let's go. So we just did it, and I'm getting killed because, just roll out of bed and do the show? Yeah, I did, basically. Actually, I didn't go to bed at all.
Yes, I did.
I didn't even go to bed, basically, last night. So it was a
there's
was a quick turn.
Yeah. For people who complain about such things.
I'm not complaining. Oh, people were complaining at me about the way I looked. I was like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Kick, rocks, barefoot.
Okay. So there's more than you needed to know about Andy Baskin's last 36 hours.
I don't know. All I know is that I've got a lot of faithful fans. I may have a recording contract coming out, thanks to Keith and my rap from Friday that you missed.
Yeah, it's a stunner.
I think you're just anti-fun. You're anti-fun some days. I had all these kids coming up to me.
But.
I had a bunch of kids coming up to me on Friday doing the rap back at me.
I'm sure you did.
Tell you, Madigan, do you remember the music we were playing underneath it? Because it was hot, man. I think I may have to do like a tour.
Yeah, that's a word.
I may have to do a tour. I'm thinking about maybe doing some clubs. I don't know. Arenas. I don't know if I'm ready for arenas yet, but I think I'm ready to do some rapping stuff. Maybe around Christmas time. It'll be great.
And
you can laugh.
You can go to a department store. They you can get paid for
Do they still do that? I don't know if they still do that.
They do it well.
You know who killed it? May Company used to be great at that.
Yeah.
Like you'd go buy something at May Company for the holidays. You go in there. May Company's long gone.
Drop it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter is in Eastlake. Peter, help me, please.
Oh, he's struggling, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of over it at this point. So everyone's talking about the last 4 minutes of the game, but I think Stefanski lost it at the end of the first half. We had the ball at the 9-yard line with 25 seconds and one timeout, and they could only muster 3 points. And we were driving down the field. We had tons of momentum, and we get to the 9-yard line, and we again, Kevin Stefanski panics. My buddy, who's a Bears fan, got up early. He was texting me throughout the game, and I said, wait for the Kevin Stefanski panic. It happens every game. It's like 15 minutes a game. He just brain farts and doesn't know what to do. 9-yard line, Minnesota burns a timeout, so we have extra time to figure out what we want to do. And the way Kevin Stefanski thinks, at least the way I see it, is he goes, okay, they know we need a touchdown or we want a touchdown, so we're probably going to throw. But I know they know that. But they know I know we know that. However, I know that they know that I know that they know. So let's run it up the middle. I swear, and when you see Kevin Stefanski make decisions, it feels like that's the thought process, is I know they know I know they know, so I'm going to do the wrong – like he runs it up the middle – with Jerome Ford, we have to burn our last time out, which means we have to throw it to the end zone or to the edges. And I just don't understand, if you're going to run it, why not instead throw it to one of the tight ends for a quick five-yard pass? Njoku and Fannin were getting extra yards. They get extra yards after the catch. So I don't understand why, if you're going to run it, why not pass it to one of the tight ends and see if they can bowl their way in? And if not, then burn the timeout. Or spike it and then try to push your way in. He panics. And it's not the whole game, but it's in the crucial moments, in the last minute of the first half, in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. He panicked. He's done it over and over and over and over again. And I texted my buddy at the end of the first half, and I said, we're going to want those 4 points back. Lo and behold, we needed those 4 points to go to OT, and that's the tale of the tape.
All right, Peter. Menigan was trying to follow all that. Are your arms okay? Dan was pointing every which way.
I don't know what the hell just happened.
I kind of understood everything he was saying. That's the problem.
I feel like I need some string. Like, I feel like we're doing all the President's Men over here, or at least Charlie Day, trying to figure all of it out at the, Bird Attorney at Law. I can't. I got nothing.
Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
Dominic, friend of the show, Dominic.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're good.
This is not a live call I'm making. This is a recorded call from last year and from the previous year where, we have to get better. We have to do better. We have to play better. We have to not make so many mistakes. We have to handle the clock a little better. I'm just sick of it. Again, I'm 72 years a fan. I'm not going anyplace. I really don't want another coach again unless we're going to get another franchise quarterback. Then if we do, I do want a new coach. But it's the same thing every week. The only difference is they find a different way to lose the game. Earlier in the show, I think one of you said, we had it, but we lost. I don't like to say should, but could. We could easily be what, 3-2?
I don't think there's any question.
I think that is a very fair assessment.
You should have won the Cincinnati game, and you should have won yesterday.
Yeah, that's it. And again, you can use the word should. That's your business. I just say could, but as far as that goes. But, there's only 17 games. I mean, they say there's a lot of games. There's not a lot of games. It's not baseball. By the way, I'm a Yankee fan, too, as you may remember.
So, yeah, we know. Thanks.
You had a swell day yesterday. Just a swell day yesterday. But it's the same thing. When is it going to change? How does it change? I don't know what to do. I don't know what they're supposed to do. But something has to change, or it's just going to stay this way. I didn't want overtime. I didn't want overtime. You know why? We're going to lose in overtime. That's why.
I don't know why. I would have felt better if they lost in overtime.
Thank you, Dominic.
To be honest, I don't know why. I was kind of hoping for overtime at that point.
Well, they collapsed.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you collapse at the end. Your defense didn't do its job. Your head coach probably didn't do his job properly by calling the timeouts and giving Minnesota a chance to regroup.
Yeah.
Your offense stunk in the fourth quarter.
Dan, man, yeah. We got to coach better. We do.
Don't we? This isn't funny anymore.
We got to coach.
I don't want to hear that we got to be better today. Jeff, if Kevin says that, somebody needs to put up their hand at the press conference and say, "Hey, Kevin, stop."
He's not going to say that today.
Stop.
He's not going to say it. I guarantee you will not say that today. He's going to say, "Yeah, we had to be better yesterday."
Now, see, you're doing a knockoff of Kevigan doing Kevin.
That's true. I am. Dan,
we'll get it fixed.
What, you think what we're going to hear today?
Oh, I know what we're going to hear today.
You know what I don't understand, Andy?
It's a game we should have had.
Yeah, Jeff, there are a lot of aspects that we're currently looking at inside of our rooms to figure out how we can bring home some of these wins. Those guys are working really hard inside of their rooms, and they're all making the best of every opportunity have put forth.
What are they doing out on the grass?
Jeff, we put them through many a drill on the grass. They are able to go through tackling dummies. Coach Staley is out there. You can hear Deuce from 3 miles away yelling and screaming.
That's
true.
We're
really impressed with what Bubba has been able to do on both our punt coverage, kickoffs, onside kicks, though we haven't shown those yet. But when we do, they will be executed.
You know what grass rhymes with, don't you?
Mass?
And we all need to pray? And glass.
We all need to pray a little bit more. What'd you get out of that trip? Big Ben, Parliament,
which is cool. Chips. Which is cool. Randy's in.
Are you calling for your own rap?
Yes,
you
he is.
Horse's rear end.
Oh wait, you know what it is then. You know what it is.
Well, you told me about it.
I don't
guess
remember.
What I did.
That's not what I did. I can't stand when you do that. What?
I got hits.
I got hits on the internet.
Is that what I said?
Hey, Randy, hang on.
You guys make me ill.
I got lots of hits. Keith was happy.
Was he?
I got hit.
Keith, are you not happy? If you're listening, I want to know if you're happy.
Randy, help me.
Fearless leader said I broke the internet.
Go, Randy.
Oh, man, you two are toast. I can't wait till the post-show meeting because there's going to be blood on the floor.
Randy, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh,
that's outstanding.
Hey.
I have a buddy who lives in Newport Richey.
Yeah, I live
Congrats.
Basically there, too.
Oh, nice.
I've got a friend that lives in Newport Richey. Oh.
Ding.
We went to Tropicana Field. It took forever to get over on the bridge.
Go ahead.
I thought there was a lot to like yesterday, as well as, of course, a lot to dislike. You guys have been saying it was too conservative, which I understand, but I like the fact that it was almost a 50-50 run pass mix.
Yep, 33-32.
Usually with Kevin, it's 15 runs and 40 passes. That would have been a disaster yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I want to talk about, two things mainly. Their last drive before the touchdown drive, okay? I know they only used 11 seconds off the clock on that last possession.
Yeah, Minnesota called two timeouts. And then the Browns threw on third down.
Yep.
They threw it over the middle to a covered Isaiah Bond, which I didn't understand that at all. If you run on third down, either the clock keeps running or Minnesota takes a timeout. If you want to throw it, where you had a lot of success was throwing it in the flat to like Judkins, or even you could do it to a tight end. That ball's going to get caught, and as long as you don't get forced out of bounds, the clock's going to run or they're going to call a timeout. That made sense to me. And you, and the way Judkins had been doing on those flat passes, you might have got a first down. There was a decent chance. The other thing I want to talk about, get that left tackle the heck out of there.
KT Leviston. Yeah, KT Leviston, second-year player. Randy, thank you very much. Call again.
Yes.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Fearless leader just walked into the room.
Yes, tell him. Tell him what how the world is.
Who couldn't be happy with Andy being a star of a high school football game? You getting to hear this?
You got to go closer. Can't hear it. Big Ben.
Parliament. You know, I have a hit back here, too.
Here, he's going to let him play.
Actually,
it. Let
actually
him play
it back here if you
play
want
it. Play it. He doesn't have a headphone. Boom. Yeah. Mmm. London. Fish and chips. Big Ben. Parliament. Look, kids. Parliament. Yep, that's where the Browns are. I didn't know. Do you like that little riff?
Wasn't bad. Fearless leader, I'm a beat poet.
Look at that. Are I got done? Hits.
Look at these two clowns. They don't get it. They it's don't understand.
A, you're the star.
How many hits? How many
the
hits?
Star of high school football games around here now.
How many hits?
51,000 plus is 51, what I last saw.
Yeah,
and
so I don't want to hear it.
Everything that's wrong with social media.
It was more than just high school football. I mean, it was. I was.
Well, it's gonna be awesome try, Jeff, when I'm on the Tic Tac.
All the kids.
Yeah, Jeff, how about you do
let's
it?
Let's play go. Track, can see you give if you can
him
top
beat?
It.
Give him a fresh, funky beat. Let's
it's
go.
It's gonna be awesome when I'm on Tic Tac.
Serious? Can I get hazard pay today? Can I just go? You know how they have the signs that say how long it's been an accident? Today it's going to be one.
Tyvus so. Powell, Browns Radio Network, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.